Joining me in the Catalyst studio today is the new Open Dream Team from the University of South Florida. Welcome, folks.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
So I guess we'll do quick introductions, and I'm going to let you do those yourself so they can hear your voices.
Frank Biafora, I'm the Executive Director of the Open Partnership Education Network.
Benjamin Smed, I'm the Director of Open.
And Jenny Fessler, I'm the Associate Director.
And I think it's appropriate to take a moment of appreciation for Walter Balzer. Open's been around for a couple of years now under his leadership, and he's moved on to a new position out in Colorado.
Denver.
He's in Denver, yes. Talked to him yesterday. Yeah, he already misses St. Petersburg.
Yeah, Walter did a great job getting the program off the ground. And now, Jenny, you worked with Walter. And
I did.
You're remaining on, and then Frank and Ben are new. So welcome. So first, I guess, let's reorient our listeners with what Open is, what its purpose is. And Ben, if you mind taking that one.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, simply stated, Open wants to help create a smarter, better connected city, learning and growing together. It's based conceptually with education as a framework, and the content that is going to get created and the curriculum and the pedagogy and the things that we do is going to be generated by the people of St. Petersburg. Open is the framework. It's the vehicle through which, the conduit to the community, where we can help us all grow together.
I'd just like to add to that I view Open as a branch of the university, liken it to perhaps a front porch where the community and the university members, they can come together and share an iced tea and collaborate and discuss how we can collectively make a smarter, better, connected city growing together.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
This came out of a will by a great philanthropist in town, Jim Oresti, who spends some of his time out in Aspen, and a lot of this mirrors the benefit that he got from the Aspen Institute, which is a great organization as well. As far as the actual events themselves, Jenny, you've been a part of putting a lot of those on. What is the spirit of those, and what are some of the events that you've most enjoyed?
It's co-creation and collaborative. It is so much fun to help people connect with others in the community that are already working in similar areas. You know, it might be a different facet of an industry or a different piece of a problem that affects the whole community, but their industry piece is all in silos. So even though they're all in the same town, they're not working collaboratively around the problem. So we get to bring them all together, help them connect and leverage resources and economies of scale. And all of a sudden, we're moving the big ball further, faster, and having a whole lot more fun in the process.
And one of the ways that you bring them together is very tangible, and that's with a wiki that is meant to share best practices and information about these events. Where are things with that?
Well, there's two pieces to that, too. First is we literally get them around the table face to face. So they have and start a real relationship. You know, human beings are social creatures. We like and need to connect and be face to face. So it starts there. And then the wiki gives them a place where they can visit in between, you know, between hours or in the evening or between other meetings that they're going to, where they can check in instead of having to trail, you know, a long, long connected line of everybody following up on the same email or attachments or this person missed that or that. It's all in the wiki. They can check in when it's convenient and works for them and access and not miss anything.
To add to that, using a traffic analogy like Walter, he created, the current learning paradigm resembles intersections, right? And so the paradigm of leader-to-leader emails where, oh, I forgot to CC this person or that person, or maybe you didn't forget to CC, you purposely didn't CC and you're reestablishing the silo, right? So the wiki is the roundabout. And if for those of us that have spent some time in Europe, I spent 3 years living in Europe and fell in love with the concept of a roundabout. And you think about it, you think about it hard enough, you know, compared to an intersection, it's really hard to get into a head-on collision in a roundabout unless you're just absolutely going the wrong way, right? You can maybe get some fender benders and stuff, but the wiki creates that roundabout where thought leaders can come and go as they see fit, and everything's in an open, transparent space, which then creates like a level of confidence and trust in what we're trying to do.
I appreciate the analogy, but I think roundabouts scare people in St. Petersburg to death.
We used to have a few. Where I grew up, there was a great one, and they took it down and put a traffic light, and I'm frustrated by it.
To be clear, Open is about partnering and supporting existing events and existing activities, and then leveraging a marketing network and an expertise network. You know, one of the big partnerships you have is with Ecultura, and you've provided some of the big name speakers that they've had around their subjects in the last couple of years.
I kind of liken it to us bringing the intellectual firepower so that when it comes to the education or the collaborative pieces where you can literally come and learn and open your mind a different way to somebody that's really already kicked the tires in another area, and is sharing, you know, best practices and ideas and cutting edge research with the people doing the same thing here or that are interested on the peripheral edges of a topic. And everybody gets that aha moment of, wow, that makes so much sense, so that we all move forward faster together.
Just a clarification, everything Open does is partnership-based, mm-hmm. not just some of it. Everything is co-created, co-produced. We're not the content builders. We are the conduit to the community. We rely on thought leaders in the community to help us with the content. And therefore, with our resources and the structure, we have a budget for media and ways to capture this, but it belongs to everybody. At that point anymore, it's everybody's content. It's the city of St. Petersburg or the Tampa Bay region, wherever it grows.
Right. And looking forward to the upcoming year and the upcoming season, if people have events or conceptualizing events and they want to see if Open would be a good fit to partner out, what would be the steps for that?
Absolutely.
Give us a call. Shoot us an email. Send something through the internet,
wiki.
The wiki, and all of the above works.
Yeah.
Because part of what we do is play social matchmaker and say, oh, you know who else is working on that? Let me get you in contact with X. And it never ceases to amaze me how few of these people have ever heard of each other, even in St. Petersburg. And they've lived here all their lives. And I'm the newbie from Washington, D.C. So it's really exciting for me to be able to play that matchmaking role a little bit.
That's great. And the URL is learnopen.org.
Learnopen.org.
Wonderful. We, you know, at The Catalyst really appreciate what you're doing. And we look forward to supporting that. And we'll be running plenty of content around the partnerships that you're doing and on the subjects that you're working with. And I know you have built a few subject areas that you want to focus on. Can you share those with us?
The initial one was we called seeds, mm-hmm. which was planting that kernel of an idea that takes root and grows, but it has to be nurtured. It has to be watered and lit from everything around it. So it started with community resilience, urban agriculture, sustainability, mm-hmm. and what those things look like in a community setting. And it is absolutely amazing how much that group has accomplished in a year. Not only through at Cultura did they create an entire day with 7 different topics and speakers and panel discussions all around urban agriculture and healthy food and local food systems, but they are now working with the city on changing urban agriculture ordinances. They're piloting a new program at Pinellas Technical College for education in farming and food systems and culinary, farm to table. The city is working with elementary and middle school on a youth leadership farm at Enoch Davis. And it just goes on and on. It's making incredible strides just from the seed of that first group and the thought leadership team.
So we do this all in themes, broad stroke themes, not specific subjects, because we don't want to stifle what might come out of them. So the overarching themes are seeds. That was the original. Civility is one we're really concentrating on right now to try to build up frontiers, research, innovation, education, rad schools, the concept of looking at schools from a different perspective and what we can do with them. Live well. And that's just how do we live and thrive as humans? And that has, there's a lot of overlap. So resiliency is going to be woven in and out of all of them. But we do this over 6 overarching themes.
And Future City.
And Future City.
And every single one of them starts with art. It weaves through all of us, whether that's music, whether that's dance or visual. It's a nature that is a thread through all of it.
And Frank, you mentioned this being a front porch for the university. Can you talk more about your vision as to how that relationship with the university, obviously it's very symbiotic, and what do you think Open brings to the university?
The university for many years has been proud to be a partner of choice with the business community, the not-for-profit community. But when you think about it, what the university has is a whole bunch of very hungry, excited students, the millennials and Generation Z students, who are so excited to get out in the, not only into the workforce, but to have high impact learning experiences while they're students as well. And so what I see happening here is by growing this concept of the Open Partnership Education Network and bringing in greater collaborations and greater partners working on various thematic topics, that we will find those avenues, those portals, those opportunities for students to be engaged and find opportunities for perhaps internships and employment possibilities upon graduation. We'll be able to connect faculty. Not only are faculty engaged in high-level research, but they also have a social conscious mission about everything that they do, and they're very excited about connecting what it is that they do in their research in the community as well. When I think about the resources that the university has on that front porch, sitting around having that proverbial iced tea or the lemonade, I really believe that we've just scratched the surface on how the university and the greater community can collaborate together.
And all of those students walk away with tangible, real-world experience and leadership, making things happen in their own communities. So by the time they've graduated, they've already shifted a smaller nonprofit that doesn't have the manpower or the financial wherewithal necessarily to make the progress happen. But with the students' work and sometimes working with entire classes on a project, boom, everything blows up and everybody wins.
I like using boom. And that's
mic drop.
You just dropped the mic on me there.
All right. That's it. Goodbye.
You dropped the mic. Thank you.
We're looking forward to supporting you. This is a great thing for our city. And thank you all for participating in it.
Thanks for the opportunity. Us.